need somebody who has a bedrock of principles, a moral compass, a vision for the country, and the experience, the expertise to put that vision into place.
That's Paul Ryan, the man who would be vice president in a Mitt Romney administration, who's getting a lot of scrutiny this morning. And joining us on WTOP's Joel Goldstein, a law professor at St. Louis University and a leading authority in the vice presidency in the U.S. Joel, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Thanks very much. Good to be with you.
What does the Ryan selection say to you as you compare it with historical selections?
Well, it's a bit of a surprising choice in the sense that it closely identifies Governor Romney with Representative Ryan's economic plan. It's a bit unusual in that the main idea of the campaign now seems to be coming from the second spot. And the selection, I think, would tend to suggest a bit that Governor Romney believes that he's behind and needs to do something to energize the base and to add some excitement to his candidacy.
Yeah, often the candidate will choose a running mate based on geographic reasons, where the candidate is from. This turns out to be one that actually defines the presidential candidate.
I think that's right, and that's a bit unusual. It's also somewhat surprising. People from the House typically don't get taken by campaigns that appear to be competitive. It's a more conventional choice in the sense that Governor Romney is perceived to be associated more with the moderate part of the Republican Party. Conservatives, the base, has had misgivings about him. Representative Ryan is very popular with the base. And also, Governor Romney is an outsider, chooses a D.C. insider, as every governor since 1952 has done.
Some are saying that the two of them get along famously, really well, and like one another. How important an issue is that?
Well, I think that is important. I mean, if a president and vice president, or a presidential candidate and vice presidential candidate, are both compatible both politically and personally, it can lead to a more involved role for the vice presidential candidate. John Kerry and John Edwards, for instance, really didn't have much rapport, and I think that Senator Edwards wasn't a particularly effective running mate for him. So it can make a difference if there is a good rapport.
No matter how much attention the vice presidential candidate gets during the election, how much influence does the vice president really have in an administration based on the past?
Well, I think really beginning with the Mondale vice presidency, every vice president has played a very significant role to varying degrees, but they've been principal advisors across the board. They've been troubleshooters for significant issues, and some of them have taken on really major issues for the president, assignments. That's certainly been true of Vice President Biden. It was true of Vice President Cheney, Vice President Gore, and so forth. So I think the office really has changed a lot. And since 1977, it's really a very significant part of the executive branch.
Some say when John McCain took Sarah Palin, it ended up overshadowing the primary candidate on that ballot in McCain. Any chance of that happening this time?
Well, I think what's unique this time is that the ideas on the Republican side are so associated with Representative Ryan. I mean, it really has his name on it. And so in that sense, it seems that the debate really in some sense is between the Ryan economic plan and President Obama's plan. To some extent, Jack Kemp was identified with some of the driving ideas on the Republican side in 1996, but I don't think that was the case to the same extent as it is this time.
Yeah, interesting. Thanks, Professor. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
Joel Goldstein is a law professor at St. Louis University and a leading authority on the vice presidency.